speak to me in the language of my soul, because I just want to know you. I want to hear from you. I think that speaks to so many of us. You know, and last week I started a conversation with you, a talk with you, because that is what we want to do so many times, is hear God's voice speaking to us, to help us. And we have so many classes about how to pray, what to pray, pray affirmatively, but we really don't talk about the meat of it. We don't talk about not just communicating, but the importance of listening. Yes? Because that's really what it's all about. We pray, we speak, and we go, how come God isn't answering? I'm here to tell you that God answers each and every prayer all the time. But can I give you an example in all relationships, our relationship with God and our relationship with one another, what happens? Mr. Roger, Reverend Roger, can you come back up here?
Oh, okay.
You forget that quickly. You forget that quickly.
Yes, but...
So Reverend Roger is going to be the example. He's going to teach me a song, and I'm going to show you any song.
Okay.
Make it nice. Sure.
Get the right key here.
All right. And I'm going to show you that as an example of this song will be a prayer. Reverend Roger is the divine, is God, and this is how we interact.
All right. You want me to just sing the whole chorus first and then?
Do whatever. What's the name of the song?
Come From the Heart.
God, so your prayer is, God, I want to come from the heart. God, I pray to you. Sometimes we're on our knees. God, I pray to you. We pray affirmatively. I just want to come from my heart.
Right. Sounds like this. You got to sing.
God, I want to come from my heart.
Like you don't need the money.
Hello, God. God, please, I want to pray from my heart.
Love like you'll never get hurt.
Why is God not answering me? God!
You got to dance.
Oh.
Like nobody's watching.
Well, maybe if I ask louder, God, how do I pray for my heart? Where are you? I don't hear you. You get the point? Thank you, Reverend Roger. Can anyone recognize that in themselves? Yeah. Come on, Beth. We're in church. Tell the truth. At some point in our lives, we have gone through that. I mean, even as a minister, I have reverted back into that. I think I've told the story many times. Shortly after being ordained, I was helping out a friend, and on her couch, I had food poisoning. I tell you, for the first time. And I tell you, that was a raucous experiment, so much so that all my prayers reverted, all my affirmative prayers reverted back to begging, beseeching, oh God, just help me, please stop. I even was on the knees, but it was on the toilet. So I get it. There are times when things happen. But the reality is as we're doing all this communication, as the example is, all we need to do is just stop. And all we need to do is listen. Which is why I gave you the homework that I gave you. Does anyone remember what that homework is? Someone said listening. Yes. Listening to what?
Yourself.
Thank you. Listening to yourself, why? Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. Say it again. To be more self-aware, to hear how we're thinking, exactly. So we talked about there's several levels of prayer, of listening. One is about me, one is about you, one is about us. Last week we talked about the me. And usually the me is what I described. It's all about me. It's my prayer, it's my output, it's me. But really, the me is not that bad, because we should be doing what the homework is, and I invite you to continue to do the homework, start it, and continue doing it. which is when we ask for the prayer to be self-aware, to know how we're feeling about that prayer. I want to come from my heart, as the example was. So when I say I want to come from my heart, what am I really feeling as I'm saying that? Do I believe that I'll get the answer? Am I expecting it? Do I believe that I am worthy to receive the answer or worthy to come from my heart? What are the things that are going through the mind, the unconscious things? See, we do this all the time, but we don't listen, not even to ourselves. It is so important to come from that component to say, wow, okay, I set this prayer in. Wow, I'm really making a lot of noise. And I'm saying this, and I'm feeling this. I'm saying this or feeling this because this is what I'm told I'm supposed to do. Reverend Crystal told me to pray for this, so I'm praying for it. But I get a sense that I'm not really feeling connected to it, or I don't believe it. There's so many things and so many reasons why we stop the good. And so it's so wonderful, and that is one of the importance of not just the me, me, me. It's a self-realization. Where am I at? There's no shame. No guilt, no shoulda, woulda, coulda. All it is a, oh. Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Oh, that's what I'm feeling. Oh, if you like it, keep it. If you don't like it, do what? Get rid of it. Just that simple. Sometimes not that easy, but just that simple. So that's why I had you going through that, and I recommend that you continue to, as you go in prayer, in any conversation with God or with anyone, really get a sense of how you're feeling about it, all right? So, no shame, no blame, do it for yourselves, all right? Next one, now we come to this component where we're in some of the levels. The first level is ignore. Another level is to pretend like you're listening, The other one is to only listen to the stuff that you want to listen to. That's what we usually think of in the me. But I'm saying wrap it around, hear yourselves as you're thinking about it, and step forward. The next one is to listen to others, which is what we're going to talk about. And we're going to talk about this in respect to answered prayers and how we can have our prayers answered, because I'm going to say this a million times. God listens to us. God hears us and answers every prayer. Now, God might not answer the prayer the way we want God to answer it, but God will answer every prayer. I remember having a coworker, and I was in my late 20s. It was a long time ago. I hadn't even had any thoughts again of being a minister. And she was really getting back into Catholicism. And she was really yearning and wanting to know more about God. And I remember her, and we would have these conversations about God. And I remember her coming to me, and she said, well, you know, I ask God these things, but I don't hear God. And so I told my priest about it. And he said, maybe you ask too much of God. Maybe you ask God too much. And even at that early age, I looked at her and I was like, I don't know what priest or church you're going to, but you need to get out of there. and it was like, no, because even at that age, I knew God answered me. I heard God all the time. I felt God. I saw God working in my life. And I knew through the depths of my being that all she needed to do was have different ears. And so, I give to you that God, in Jeremiah 33:3, I read this last week, it's so good, I'm going to read it again. God says, call to me, and I will answer you. This is the good part. I will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. How delicious is that? That all we need to do in those times when we don't know where to go, when our back's up against the wall, or we're in a corner, or we just don't know, all we need to do is ask. And we do that, don't we? Unity's all about prayer. The thing we don't teach is ask and then listen. Listen with an expectancy that some way, somehow, God is answering you. Do you have ears to hear? You know, a lot of times people say, oh yeah, I'm not hearing. No, we hear a lot of things. There's a difference between hearing and listening. Right now, you're hearing noises as people are adjusting in their pews. You're hearing my voice. You're hearing the air conditioning going. You're hearing probably a number of things. The difference is that what are you listening to is where you put your attention to. What you listen to is where you put your attention to. Air conditioner's on. All of a sudden, your attention's going to the air conditioner to see how you hear it, to understand it, yes? Someone said yes in front of you. Your attention went to that person, and you listened to them say yes. Yes?
Yes.
That is the difference between hearing and listening. Even if you have a hearing disability, you can still listen. Because the listening is really about placing your attention for one to understand a situation. And if we want to understand a situation, if we want to do better in our life, have a better life, have a more divine life, and to actualize what Sherry said earlier, that wherever you are on a holy land, we need to know that and know that God is speaking to us in so many ways. We just need to listen out and continue to move forward for that still small voice and trust that that still small voice is coming. And I always hear, but Reverend God, that still small voice is so small and so still, I never hear it. Trust me, practice makes perfect. Continue asking. If you don't hear, I want to hear you, God. Show me. Tell me the ways. Make it perfectly clear. And then what do? You listen. Yes, you wait, but you wait so that you can listen, and you listen with an expectancy to hear. And so there's several ways that we can listen. And actually, I found this interesting passage from Malachi 2:21, because I think that some of our old-time religion gets the best of us. And it's an interesting one. It says, in Malachi, if you do not listen, and if you do not resolve to honor my name, say the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse on you and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have already cursed them because you have not resolved to honor me. Now I find this interesting, it's Old Testament. It's like God having a child temper tantrum. Listen to me. You know, that was an old time religion. In some ways it's correct, but it isn't God saying, if you don't listen to me, I'm gonna curse you. It's more of, if you don't listen to me, how can I help you? If you're on the road and God says, make a left, beloved, and you go straight or make a right, and you find yourself in an accident or you find yourself in a traffic jam, it isn't God cursing you. It's simply that you didn't respond, you didn't listen, you didn't hear. So that voice that wants only greatness, that wants only joy, that wants only heaven here on earth for you is telling you to do this. We block it out and go this way. We can't blame God. God tried to tell us, but we wouldn't listen. So let us listen. So how do we listen? You know, that's the thing. Okay, well, all right, Crystal, I'm ready to listen. I hear noises. And I need to listen. What do I do? First of all, there is this want that you want to have to listen. Anything that you want, you will pay attention to. So you need to have a drive, a thirst, a want to hear God speaking to you. It's remarkable that when we're down on our knees and when we're at our wit's end, then we really start listening, don't we? We don't have to be there. We don't have to be on our knees. That's when that still small voice really, because we have that chitter chatter, that clutter, that those sounds getting to us, and it's our own voice going, help me, help me, help me, help me, the more it goes. And all we need to do is relax, trust, expecting, knowing that God has something great for you, and to listen for it and be obedient to it. And to know that God will speak to you in the way that you need to be spoken to. Listen to me again. Each and every one of us have our own individual loving relationship with God. And God will speak to you however your soul needs. What was that Sherry just said in her prayer? And I wrote it down. No, it was something else. Anyway, what I was looking for, and I'll say it again, was whoever you are with, you are in the presence of the divine. Yes, you are. And that comes later. Yet, all you need to do is trust that God will communicate with you. And there's several ways. You know, I think it's pretty clear that God speaks to me. I hear God audibly. But God communicates in a variety of different ways. God can speak to you audibly. God can speak to you through a book. How many of you have walked past, had a prayer, had a thought of how I can achieve something, and then you've walked past the bookshelf, gone to a bookstore, and a book jumps out at you? Yeah. And you turn it, and you find that, oh my goodness, this is exactly what I've been looking for. It comes through other people. How many times have you thought about something, and whether a stranger or a friend or a work person, you strike up this conversation, and within that conversation, they give you the answer to something that you've been turning over in your head. And we think that it is an answered prayer, and it is all answered prayer. But sometimes we can hear God speaking through the messengers, through other people, because we don't trust the relationship that we have between God and us. And it's all right. God sends earthbound messengers and angels. You know, angels are the messengers of God. Supposedly, God speaks in, and this is old time religion, God speaks in such words and in such ways that we don't understand, so God needs to send these angels. The truth is that God communicates to you in whatever language you need, however you need to hear it. God is patient. And similarly to how Roger was as he was strumming along, and he was so sweet, I was kind of expecting him to give a little edge of humanness, but no, he was right in his divine self. That is how God is. God saying, okay, you didn't hear that, that's all right. Let me give it to you this way. Oh, you didn't hear it that way, that's all right. Let me give it to you this way. Until we hear, and sometimes we don't hear until, boom, the tragedy strikes, and then it's like we go the back way. Oh, wow. Okay, I did kind of hear something about being guided this way, but I didn't listen. I heard to do this, but I didn't listen. We've all been there. We've all done that. Now it's time to get out of that and move forward. Know that we all have a relationship with God, and it's up to us. It is our hands. In John 5:30, it says, well, actually, let me go with Proverbs 2:1-5. Let me do the Old Testament, then the New Testament. In Proverbs, it says, my son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and incline your heart to understand, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search understanding, the fear of the Lord will find, you will find the fear of the Lord and knowledge of God. Now, know that fear is not the quaking that we think. It's the awe of God, the beauty of God, the joy. So much awe, we go, if you just ask, it will come to you. And Jesus' response to this is Jesus said to them, this happened after one of the healings. This is the time after he got in trouble. He told the man to wake up, pick up his mat. It was during the Sabbath. And so the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to him and did this to Jesus. And Jesus said, you know, God spoke to me, and so I do as God tells me. And so Jesus said to them, very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing on his own. Hear that? You know, so many times we hear in religiosity, that we have to work through Jesus, that Jesus is the only way. And here Jesus is telling us the clue to the lesson for all of us. Very truly, I tell you this, the Son, the children of God, can do nothing on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does otherwise. A little bit further in 5:30, Jesus says, I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. How do you hear? Those are the nuggets right there. Knowing that we cannot do nothing, if we're looking at Jesus as the way shower, as the teacher, we need to look at, open ourselves to God. Listen to God and do as God says, for that is where the miracles happen. That's where we will come forward to. So how do we do this? What does it sound like? That's the next question. How does it sound like when God comes to us? It takes practice. I can't tell you. I can tell you how God sounds to me. I can tell you the feeling I feel when I know it's the presence of God speaking to me. And it's an answer prayer. Or it's the answer to a question that I feel a peace. I feel settled. And I just know it is the right way. And I tell you, it took me a long time to get to that point. It took me a lot of time of questioning myself. Was that God speaking to me or is that me doing it? If God tells me to go left, is that me? Well, let me try going left and see. Hey, wow. And I used to do this in Detroit all the time. In mad traffic going to work. I give this excuse a lot because that was my aha moment. In mad traffic, late for work, I would hear, come up here, 2-3 exits before I needed to. And I hear it and feel it strongly, come up here. And I would fight it. Why am I having the urge to go up here? That doesn't make any sense. And so I would ignore it. All of a sudden, I would find that there was an accident ahead. And I'm just sitting there. Like a mile away from work, I could just park my car, walk there, and get there quicker than where I'm going. I finally started listening. And I still sometimes fight. All of a sudden, my body would react. I wouldn't listen, but all of a sudden, my body would. I would hear, get off here. I'd go, no, and my body would react. It was like, I guess I'm getting off here. And as I'm on the service drive, I would see, oh, wow, thank you, God. It just takes practice. It takes practice being able to hear and trust in the Word of God. It also, know that I think we're of a TV nation. A lot of times when we hear voices, we're told that we have some mental issues, yes? How do we know it's the voice of God? Know that it's possibly schizophrenia or some sort of mental ailment when you are told that God is telling you to harm yourself or harm others. It's just that simple. If God is telling you something to do, God is never, ever going to tell you to harm yourself or another person. What is God not going to do? God is going to only guide you to do that which is best for your soul. God is only going to do that which is best for you and community. That's how you really know. I had told that to someone, and someone said, who was breaking up with their love of their life, and they were like, well, if I break up with them, that's going to hurt them. Clever, yes. You know what? There's two things. I didn't react to this way. I thought it, but I luckily reacted to it in the second way. The first way is that if we would have listened to the presence of God giving the yellow flags ahead of time, the first time, second time, fifth time, 10th time, 15th time, we probably wouldn't be entrenched in a situation where it was more painful to get out of. That's the first thing. If and it's not a shoulda, woulda, coulda, it's a lesson. Learn from those lessons. But if we would have gone the path of the God who wants only your good, beloved, this might not be the best for you. But we always go to, but God, he, she is perfect. All my checklist answer. I don't care if they do this, this, or this. They will change. And God isn't going to make them change because God loves them just the way they are. You hear that? Just the way God loves you, just the way they are. You are. There might be some imperfections with us, but that's the beauty of God. God loves us however we come and however they come. So the second thing is that even if it might be painful for the temporary, if it's for the best for both in the long run, it might cause some pain, but it's still overall the best for you. So beloveds, in conclusion, know that God is with you right here, right now, answering each and every prayer, each and every question. Know that every thought is a prayer, every word that we speak is a prayer. All we need to do is listen, close the mouth, open the ears, open the heart, open the knowledge that you're worthy and deserving of greatness because you are the child of God, and expect to listen. Listen, hear, and even though it might not come the way you want it, trust that whatever answer comes to you is for the best for you. So, your homework. Two now. Anytime you're in communication, first one was last week, which is listen. Yes, I know, but listen to what? Yourself. For what purpose? Self-awareness. Second homework is listen to others. And that isn't now, when you're listening to others, you want to listen with a want to understand. You want to listen with a want to understand them, hear their words. And that's the way you want to listen to God, with a want to understand what God's wants, joys, and happiness are for you. So with that, I believe I said the same affirmation as last week. Yes, because it's a truth. Let's say this together. I am open and receptive to hear with love as Christ I am. And I should probably have a comma. Christ, you are Christ, you are the I am. Let's say that again. I am open and receptive to hear with love as Christ I am. And so it is. Amen.